you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are delighted to get some time with you because I know time is golden. You can make money, but you can't make time. So thank you for giving us time and getting to connect you with God. And partners, thank you so much for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. And Mom, we have a special guest today.
Who is our interview with? Well, we have Dr. Don Colbert and his book, Healing the Brain Zone. And so I think, who doesn't want this? Who doesn't want their memory good? Who doesn't want to end their life with victory and not defeat? I love this. So I think, Sarah, this is so important that we watch Dr. Don. I think it's so important that we get his book. It's really important.
That's really good. And you know what, Mom? I know that a lot of people are watching right now that have financial needs. You might be watching right now and you received a medical diagnosis that was very disturbing to you. Maybe you've had some issues with your kids or your grandkids and you're just so deeply concerned about the decisions that they're making. Maybe you're at your own crossroads. You're having to make some choices for, you know, your schooling, or you're having to make choices with your job. And I know we all have things that are on our hearts and our minds that we're concerned. We want God to come in, step in, answer prayer. So hop on the phone, get on the website, because we know that God answers prayer. And that's exactly what Elizabeth did. Elizabeth called because her friend had a cancerous tumor. We got to pray with Elizabeth for her friend, and they were successful in taking the tumor out. So I just know that God answers prayer. And when you hear testimonies like this, it encourages you that nothing is impossible with God. And so watch this interview now with Dr. Don Colbert. It will super encourage your faith and could illuminate some things for your brain.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so happy to get time with you, and even more so to introduce to you our guest today, Dr. Don Colbert. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
Sure. You're so welcome.
We're really glad you're here. And Dr. Don, not everybody is familiar with you, so can you give us a quick bio?
Oh, sure. Well, again, I've been practicing medicine for 35 years, a long time, but I was practicing family practice for 25 years. I was board certified in family practice, and I've been practicing anti-aging, age management, and preventive medicine for the past, I would say, 25 years. And the reason for this is because I became ill, and I had to figure out what was wrong, and the Holy Spirit helped to show me, and I learned I made my food my medicine. And as I did so, literally it reversed the psoriasis. I was covered with psoriasis and it cleared it up, and I've not had any since. So I'm real excited that I'm sharing these truths, the anti-inflammatory, the healthy keto diet, and the brain zone was all important years ago in me receiving my healing.
Yeah. And you have this book, Healthy Brain Zone.
Yes.
Really fantastic. Of course, you want to grab your copy, but I have a question. So is any of the brain stuff, you know, like dementia, Alzheimer's, all that stuff, is any of it related to genetics?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a gene, the APOE4 gene, and 25% of the population has that gene. So in other words, they're prone to getting Alzheimer's with the gene, much more prone. In other words, if you have a single gene, APOE4 gene, you stand about a 30% risk of developing Alzheimer's. Usually in your 60s, around your 60s. If you have the double mutant, now 20% of us have the single gene, 20% in this country and around the world have that gene. That's huge. But 5% have a double mutation in the gene, 5%, which puts your risk at over 50% risk of early Alzheimer's, usually starting in your 50s. Because again, when the hormones crash, those hormones are very protective for your brain. When that estradiol, testosterone, DHEA, pregnenolone, progesterone levels crash and thyroid decrease dramatically, then you don't have that protective effect for the brain, and then your neurons start to be affected. But with so many people having this gene, most people were never checked. So I check anyone with memory loss, I check their ApoE gene test, simple little blood test. You can ask your doctor to do that. I talk about it in my book. Two of the most important tests you can do, and I discuss what are the key tests to do, but two of the most important is the ApoE gene test and the homocysteine level, and the HSC reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker. But then also the sugar is important. I check fasting insulin levels. I check hemoglobin A1C. I check fasting blood sugar. I check thyroids. I check hormones. I check a lot, okay? When you come to see me, I'm checking a lot. But the most important, I would say, of all those tests would be the ApoE gene test and the homocysteine level. Now, if you have the gene for Alzheimer's, either the single, which you stand a 30% chance of getting Alzheimer's, you say, what if I don't have the gene? You still stand a 9% chance of getting Alzheimer's. So it's still, you know, it's not as bad, 30% versus 9%, but if you have the double gene, you stand over a 50% risk. So it's critical that you follow these instructions, because what can happen is we can literally manipulate that gene with key dietary and lifestyle and nutritional and hormonal factors. And that's what I discuss in my book. Mm-hmm. We can manipulate that gene. I want to tell them how. First, we find that people who have this gene have usually insulin resistance of the brain at even an early age, usually in their teens. So their brain starts skipping in their teens and they start forgetting things. They start literally, their brains, because it's not, they're not getting enough fuel to the brain, because when your brain's insulin resistant, it can't take in the sugar, and the brain cells need sugar to function well. So you start to get insulin resistance. Also, another indicator, their cholesterol goes high. Remember, the ApoE gene or lipoprotein carries cholesterol. So these people with the gene will generally have higher cholesterol levels. So you may be in your 50s, and usually your doctor will notice that. He won't do the gene test, but he'll check your lipid panel. He'll say, oh, your cholesterol's high. You need a statin drug. And so he'll put you on a statin drug. And a statin drug, see, the brain needs cholesterol, but if it has too much cholesterol, it can actually cause more plaque due to the oxidized cholesterol, the small LDL. So again, one thing that the doctor will notice is these people with the gene, the Alzheimer's gene, will generally have higher cholesterol levels. And many of them on a statin drug, it can lower it too low where the brain's starving because it needs cholesterol the right amount to think, okay? Mm-hmm. The other thing that happens is if you have any injury to your brain, such as if you participate in activities or hobbies and you're more prone to a concussion, then a concussion will literally double a normal person's risk for Alzheimer's. But if you have the gene, the ApoE gene, it multiplies your risk by tenfold.
Wow.
So if you have a concussion or a traffic accident, or you're riding your bike and you fall off and hit your head, or you're playing football, or you're playing soccer, or you're playing motocross, or
rugby,
oh my goodness, you're real prone. You don't want to play these sports if you have the ApoE gene. That's why it's important to check your children. So again, so you say, well, what do we do to manipulate the gene? Well, it's real simple. You put in the right, first of all, if you have it, alcohol, any amount of alcohol will cause the gene to express itself sooner. So alcohol is like putting gas on a fire when you have the gene. Wow. You say, but I just have one little glass of wine. Paul said to Timothy, just have a little wine. Well, back then they had food poisoning. And wine, a little wine would kill the bugs in the water, okay? And so again, now if you have the ApoE gene, just a little wine can activate you toward Alzheimer's disease, plus it impairs your sleep. You don't go into that deep stage 3 and 4 sleep where the brain literally starts to self-clean itself, and it activates the lymphatic system where it removes that beta amyloid. So again, we got to have that deep sleep to get this trash out of the brain and to activate the brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which helps the brain regenerate. Mm-hmm. So again, alcohol is a major problem if you have this gene. I want to emphasize that, and I go in detail in my book. But then what we want to do is start We want to get our homocysteine level and bring that down below 7. 7 is the key. Mm. And you do this with some B vitamins, the active form. Since 40% of the people have a mutation in the MTHFR gene where they can't convert the inactive form of folic acid to the active form methotetrahydrofolate. I know it's a mouthful, but we put them on the active form of folic acid, which is MTHF, the active form of B12, which is methylcobalamin, a few other B vitamins, along with trimethylglycine, along with limiting your coffee. Now, this is a big one. If you're drinking over 4 8-ounce cups of coffee, 32 ounces, most likely your homocysteine level's high. I've seen this in so many patients, and I've questioned them, and they say, I only have 2 cups a day, but my cups are 24 ounces.
Yeah.
I said, if you're drinking over 32 ounces, you're raising your, and I find these patients, they're high, they're like 19, which is really high.
Yeah.
But when you go to the lab and they check your level, the lab values many times normal is 0 to 19.2 in many of the labs, and your doctor say, oh, you're normal. No, it's got to be, if you don't have the gene, it needs to be less than 10. If you have the Alzheimer's gene, the APOE4 gene, it needs to be less than 7.
Hmm.
And we get that down with these simple, inexpensive B vitamins. Really good. We increase those trophic factors for the brain, like the testosterone, the DHEA, pregnenolone. I talk about all that in the book. And vitamin D.
Hmm.
Vitamin D is so good for the brain. It turns on over 900 genes in the body and the brain that helps prevent disease. And DHA fish oil, so good for repairing the synapses in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk about all these wonderful, inexpensive nutrients that help your brain tremendously.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just encourage you. You're like, wow.
That's a lot of information.
I'm like, where do I start? Well, where you start is, number one, grab your book, right? Seriously. And, of course, we want to pray for you. Whatever the needs are in your life, you might have suffered a traumatic brain injury and you're like, I just haven't been the same. Well, we would love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. Again, if you're having any kind of family issues, financial issues, you're struggling with any kind of difficulties at work, relationship challenges, hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. We know that God answers prayer. And of course, grab your copy of Healthy Brain Zone. Because in this book, Dr. Don just breaks it down super simple. There's like 3 parts in the book, things that cause hurt to your brain, things that repair in a healthy brain zone, and then also kind of assessing what's actually happening here. And so I just encourage you, grab your copy. And what I'd say is get at least 3, maybe 5, because I'll bet you have a couple friends, maybe some family members that could really benefit from some like epiphanies, right? The light goes on, you're like, oh, I never realized this was such a negative factor for my brain. And of course, we're going to come right back and give you some more really helpful information today.
The key ingredient to fighting memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's isn't prescriptions. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you best-selling author Dr. Don Colbert's book, Healthy Brain Zone. Through this life-improving book, you will learn about natural protocols and treatments for cognitive decline. A healthy digestive system is key. Learn how to feed your digestive system by incorporating simple steps, weekly plans, and recipes that maximize your brain function. We will also send you the Renew Your Mind booklet, Declare Today CD, and Healing Scripture Card. For your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Promises Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. God's plan is for you to be healed and whole, mind, body, and soul. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Now, Dr. Dawn, you talk about the importance of a good night's sleep. Why is that important to our brains?
Well, sleep, first of all, it's got to be well-oxygenated sleep. Unfortunately, when so many people, when they're over 60, something happens, their palate sags, or they're not getting enough oxygen to their brain. Realize if your neck as a woman is 16 inches or greater, the chances are you have sleep apnea. In a man, if your neck circumference is 17 inches or greater, you probably have sleep apnea. Well, the good news is if you lose about 20, 25 pounds, it usually reverses it. It needs to be well oxygenated sleep and good deep sleep on your side. Deep sleep, stage four especially, there's stages of sleep. There's REM, stage one, two, which is superficial sleep, stage three, four, which is deep sleep. Deep sleep literally is critical for the brain. It activates the lymphatic system or the waste disposal system of the brain and increases that by 10 to 20 fold where the brain starts to get rid of the junk, the beta amyloid associated with Alzheimer's. So deep, well-oxygenated sleep, but a caveat, on your side. The more you can sleep on your side, the better waste disposal system you have to get rid of that beta amyloid.
Interesting. And you know, another question I have, and of course we want to encourage you if you are struggling in any kind of area of your life, financial issues, family issues, hop on the phone. We'd love to pray for you, get on the website. But Dr. Dawn, what happens with some of the stuff we eat?
Oh my.
Right? How does that affect our brain and even that Alzheimer's stuff?
Well, let me kind of explain the concept of dementogen. You know, there's a carcinogen, like cigarette smoking is a carcinogen. It causes cancer to form in our lungs and our bladder and our kidneys and our esophagus and our stomach. Well, dementogens are chemicals or substances that invite dementia into the brain. And just a few, one of the major ones is mercury. Now you say, no one eats mercury. Yes, they do. A lot of people eat it every day, the fish. The bigger fish, like game fish, like swordfish, big eye tuna, marlin, sea bass, these fish and shark, shark's real high in mercury. These fish are high mercury fish. The more mercury you eat, the bigger the fish, generally the more mercury it contains, and the mercury will go to the brain. And mercury literally creates the same pathogenic features as Alzheimer's. It creates the same beta amyloid and the tangles that Alzheimer's produces. And some people are eating too much of the wrong fish. And I talk about what fish to eat. We call them the smash fish, the sardines, the mackerel, the anchovies, the wild salmon, and these to be wild fish and herring. These are low mercury, high omega-3 fish that are healthy for the brain. Mm-hmm. But mercury is just one. Also, silver fillings. You know, silver fillings contain 55% mercury.
Wow.
No. And you know, dentists are still putting that in your mouth.
Wow.
And every time you chew on your silver filling, you release about 1 microgram of mercury.
Oh.
And so silver fillings are mercury. Now, don't run out and get your mercury out or else you'll be sicker. I had a patient do that, and they're a young person in their 40s. They developed Parkinson's from metals going into their brain because they did it the wrong way. So if you do have a lot of these, you need to see a dentist that's trained to remove them properly or else it'll make it worse. So please don't run out and get these out. But also there's other things that can cause, that are dementogens, like trans fats. You know, trans fats are in most every food that we love, that many churches feed their new members or visitors. Like, for example, cookies usually have trans fats in them. You know, that cake icing and, you know, brownies and microwave popcorn, all of these foods have trans fats in them. Now, again, something happened in 2015. The FDA said that if the serving size contains less than 500 milligrams of trans fats, they can label it as zero. Well, all they did is they shrunk the serving size down, and so they can put zero trans fats. So A lot of people, when you're eating these foods, I discuss them in detail, especially the brownies and the cookies and the cakes and all the sweet stuff that we love, as well as the microwave pizza and the French fries and the microwave popcorn, all of that contains it, and you're causing partial hydrogenation of your brain cells, where your brains cannot take in the nutrients they need nor excrete the waste. It forms a stiff membrane around the brain, so it impairs your thinking. Studies done in Japan showed that those who ate the most trans fats had a 50 to 70% increased risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
Wow-wee.
But then another common is artificial sweeteners, especially aspartame. Aspartame consists of phenylalanine and aspartic acid, but it converts to methanol and formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is especially, that's embalming fluid. That's especially toxic to the hippocampus of the brain, where Alzheimer's begins in the hippocampus.
Wow.
So it's important to get rid of these dementigens. I talk about all the key dementigens and how to prevent them and how to get them out of your diet, critical, because we're unknowingly inviting dementia in.
And, you know, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And this is not the lack of knowledge. This is the abundance of knowledge. This will help you make wise choices for your brain, for your lifestyle, for your longevity, so that you can live out your days full and healthy and vibrant and effective and doing what God has called you to do. So hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Healthy Brain Zone. Now, some of you watching, you're like, you know, I made such a lifestyle of bad choices of eating and all that. It's hopeless for me. I might as well just quit and throw in the towel. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. I think a lot of times the enemy would try to deceive you and tell you there's no hope, you're worthless, you're just too many bad choices and nothing you can do. And I want to say to you that Jesus redeems. He came to redeem, to break and reverse the curse. So hop on the phone, get on the website. If you feel hopeless, you feel like, oh, it's just worthless, I can't, just hop on the phone. We'd love to pray for you and ask God to bring hope into your life, love into your soul, and light into your eyes, bright hope and future. This is what God's called us to. And of course, grab your copy of Healthy Brain Zone. You know, Dr. Dawn, in this, you break this into three parts. And the first part says, what is going on?
Right. We present the problem.
Yeah.
Because most people don't realize they have a problem. They say, oh, I have a few senior moments. No, this is a problem, because if you don't address it soon enough, it'll only get worse. So we have to point out the problem, how to diagnose it, and then we start to tell them literally the answers. Also, we talk about the 10 dementigens. When you have these 10 dementigens, I talk about, these literally are inviting dementia into your brain. Mm-hmm. So we have to recognize what are the key things. But then we get into the treatment. The natural treatment, the dietary treatment. That's why the Beyond Keto is the key diet to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's disease. That is the key program.
Awesome.
Because we shift the brain to burning fat as fuel. The brain loves fats and ketone bodies. And you're not when you eat sugars, carbs, and starches, you are aging your brain. Your brain's getting older. You're producing more beta amyloid. So we tell you how to turn that off. Then we practice some powerful natural things like intermittent fasting, regular exercise, which is amazing at preventing Alzheimer's, as well as good sleep and good nutrition and hormones. It's real simple. I make it so easy, everyone can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think sometimes it can be seemingly overwhelming, but when you break it down into simple things and just daily stuff.
Right, exactly. And getting a buddy, I tell people, just start implementing it. Churches are now starting to implement this program because it's so easy. And that way you have an accountability buddy. Yeah. And just getting out and walking 20 to 30 minutes 5 days a week is one of the best things for your brain.
Wow.
The single most thing to have a healthy brain is to do regular exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
And even just taking a walk.
Yes, just a walk.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Walk 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. It's that simple.
And it changes a lot of stuff.
It really does. It boosts that miracle growth for the brain, that brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's amazing how it turns that on.
Mm-hmm. So I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. I know that many of you, you're like, well, you know, I can't do it because of this, or, you know, I just have this genetic predisposition, or my father was this way, my grandfather, and all that stuff. But God absolutely has answers, solutions, and redemption for you today. And some of you, I feel this in my heart, you're watching and you're afraid. You're afraid because you've had a diagnosis. You're afraid because you see some things in your family. We want to pray for you and break the spirit of fear in your life. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And that's the beginning of this book, A Sound Mind.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And when you get on the phone, grab your copy, say, hey, I need that healthy. I need that brain book. I need the brain book because you're like, I can't remember the title because I just have brain fog, whatever. But get the brain book. And we'll really see God do some amazing things in your life and in your future, in your heart, in your soul, and in your brain.
The key ingredient to fighting memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's isn't prescriptions. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you best-selling author Dr. Don Colbert's book, Healthy Brain Zone. Through this life-improving book, you will learn about natural protocols and treatments for cognitive decline. A healthy digestive system is key. Learn how to feed your digestive system by incorporating simple steps, weekly plans, and recipes that maximize your brain function. We will also send you the Renew Your Mind booklet, Declare Today CD, and Healing Scripture card. For your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Promises Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. God's plan is for you to be healed and whole, mind, body, and soul. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
We're so happy that you've watched this interview. And Dr. Don, would you pray for our audience today?
Sure. Praise God. Just bow your heads and let's just go before the throne. And Father, I just thank you for everyone listening to me right now, Father, that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I thank you, Lord, that the people are going to make the right choices, mm-hmm. and Jesus is going to empower you to make the right choices. And I thank you, Lord, that they will change. Because again, He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. He has given you the mind of Christ. And again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases, even Alzheimer's or dementia. He can heal that too. But again, you need to do something. God requires you to do something. Just say, Lord, I will do what you show me to do. I will put sugar on the altar. I'll put trans fats and all those wonderful sugars on the altar that my flesh loves, but I'm going to walk in the spirit and I'm not going to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And I just thank you, Lord. I submit to you. I listen to the voice of the spirit and I quieten the voice of the flesh. And I thank you, Lord, that by your stripes, my brain and my body is mm-hmm. healed in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
So I want you to do this. I want you to say, today is the best day of my life. Why? Because Jesus Christ lives big in me today. God bless you so much.